This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So California just legalized assisted suicide. Yes, your doctor can now help you die on purpose. Not just accidentally like they usually do. Now, many of you might initially think, well, this sounds like a great idea. You know, dying with dignity. Why let Granny suffer when you can just have her appear to sign something, you know, by moving her fingers with a pen in them, have her sign something, and then the doctor can just put her out of her misery. Problem solved, right? A lot of you are thinking, this sounds like an awesome idea. But let me point out that California is a state that also just recently mandated a medical intervention that they always promised would always be voluntary. Yes, I'm talking about vaccines and SB 277, the state law that now mandates toxic vaccines that kill some children and harm many more children, and that do cause autism, that do cause seizures. It's actually listed right in the documents on naturalnews.com. We've linked directly to the FDA's own website that contains vaccine insert sheets that admit vaccines are linked to autism and many other things. I mean, we're talking about brain damage, nervous system damage, seizures, comas, kidney damage, all kinds of things, passing out, losing consciousness after being vaccinated. And on top of that, these vaccines usually have no scientific evidence backing the idea that they work. It's a total myth. A lot of them just admit right in the insert sheet, there's no evidence that says this reduces the risk of catching the flu, for example. It's written right on the sheet. People never see these sheets, so they assume the vaccines work. In any case, vaccines used to be a choice in California, which is a state that claims to be a pro-choice state. You see how clever they are, or pathetic and stupid, actually. Yeah, they claim, we're going to be pro-choice because we believe a woman's right to choose should always be protected, and that the government should never have any right to tell a woman what to do with her body or the body of her baby or her fetus or whatever you want to call it. Unborn child, as Hillary Clinton said. Not unborn person, actually. Those were her words. And so California is a pro-choice state. But when it comes to vaccines, they took away the choice. Governor Jerry Brown did it. Last year, took away the choice, said, nah, this is no longer your choice because your body is owned by the state, you see. It's California. The government owns your body and the body of your child, and we're going to force these vaccines on you and your child, and we're going to make it so that you can't even sue the manufacturer because they have absolute legal immunity. So we're going to force a toxic treatment, an intervention that injects your child with mercury and aluminum and MSG and formaldehyde, and then we're gonna put the entire financial burden of the side effects of that on you because you can't sue the drug companies because we gave them immunity. And we, the state of California, are going to completely violate all known medical ethics, including the code of medical ethics that's described in the American Medical Association's book of that name that says patients should always be given information, informed consent. In other words, the patient should be given the right to have good information and then to be able to make a choice about what kind of intervention they wish to consent to. So California said, screw all that. We're going to abandon medical ethics. We're going to abandon the promises that this would always be voluntary. We're going to force vaccines upon children. And pretty soon it's going to be upon parents. And then wouldn't you know it, it wasn't long before Jerry Brown signed the physician-assisted suicide law. Now, what do all these things have in common? You see, this is how it works. First, the assisted suicide is voluntary. It's a choice. Yeah, it's your choice. You can have your doctor kill you if you want to, but we're not going to force the doctor to kill you. Not yet, anyway. But give it some time. You see, California's got more plans in the works for you. They just raised the minimum wage to $15, which is going to cause mass unemployment. Yeah, they got a lot of retired people that are living on the pensions from the state funds that are bankrupt. California was running out of money. And because all the businesses are leaving the state because of the $15 minimum wage and the oppressive tax schedule of the California bureaucrats, who are, let's face it, communists pretending to be liberals, I guess. All these businesses are fleeing the state. The state's bankrupt, and you got all these illegals coming in that Jerry Brown says we should pay for all their health care and all their education and all their costs while they're wiring money back home under what's that called? Union, TransUnion, whatever the money wiring, money, Western Union, that's it. I'm thinking, you can tell I don't use it. Western Union sucking the money out of California, sending it back to Mexico, while California taxpayers are covering all the costs of the illegals. Yeah. And then on top of that, Jerry Brown says, yeah, we're gonna force vaccines on your kids, and then we're gonna give you the right to kill yourself with your doctor. And for now, we'll call it voluntary. Now, fast forward another 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and recall the argument behind SB 277. The argument was, we have to mandate vaccines for the good of society. Right? You've heard this over and over again. It's for the good of society. And sometimes they will admit that children are hurt by vaccines. Yeah, there might be a one in a million that gets harmed, but it's good for the society as a whole, they say. Yeah, it's good for society. Well, guess what? This same argument is going to be invoked when a future governor of the failed communist California state, yeah, that's where it's going. When the future governor says, we can no longer afford to pay the health care of the senior citizens who, you know, paid their taxes all these years and who worked for the state, you know, the pensioners and the old folks in the retirement homes and the hospice centers, because we're spending all our money rolling out the red carpet for these illegals. So we are going to have to make doctor-assisted suicide, well, mandatory. Just like vaccines, you see. Mandatory, yeah. They're going to say, you're going to be selected. You're going to be selected because it's for the good of society, you see. Yes, your doctor is going to select you from a list of candidates who have been chosen to die for the state. And if you think this has never happened before in human history, I will remind you of what was the greatest scientific, the most progressive society in the 1930s, which was Germany, of course. A very progressive, very advanced. It was the head, it was the hub of science for the Western world. All the best scientists were in Berlin or nearby cities and towns. Germany was leading the world in physics and chemistry and astronomy. And one of the tenets of the science in what became Nazi Germany was that, well, you have to improve the gene pool of the human race, and you do that, they said, by selectively, you know, killing off people for the good of the state. And so I've even published some of these posters on naturalnews.com to show you this slice of history, where you have these posters from Nazi Germany talking about how they have to suicide the infirmed, the mentally retarded, the handicapped. If you had a child who had a physical defect, as they would say back then that child had to be euthanized before it could reproduce. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the justification then is the same as the justification now in California with vaccines. It's for the good of the state. It's for the good of society. You have to sacrifice a few people along the way for the betterment of society as a whole. You see, this is their logic. So California has become all at once really a communist, bankrupt, failed state overrun by criminals and illegals. And it is at the same time a fascist, if you will, Nazi-like regime that routinely violates human rights and violates the choice of women and is, in effect, in every way, anti-choice, even though it claims to be pro-abortion. And if you're wondering, why is there that contradiction? Why is the state of California pro-choice on abortion but anti-choice on vaccines? And soon will be anti-choice on euthanasia. The answer is that California loves to kill people because, again, the more people there are in the state, the more the state has to spend on them, and the state is broke. And the governor, Jerry Brown, already said there's way too many people in California, gonna have to get rid of a few of them somehow. He didn't really say he's planning on killing them, of course. That would be unpopular. But if you look at what they're planning on doing, you know, mandatory vaccinations that have a numerical death rate that is greater than zero, then it can accurately be characterized as one way to increase mortality in the state, medical mortality, if you will. And of course, this physician-assisted suicide is another huge way. So where all this is headed is not difficult to see. Number one, California is a totalitarian failed society. And by the way, much of the United States will probably have to distance itself from California at some point. And in fact, a lot of people in the northern half of California are already trying to do that, cut themselves off from the southern half, because it's the southern half that's the failed part of California. The northern California is all good. You know, good people, sensible people, capable people. Southern California is total insanity, the future zombie land. Yeah, it's like one blackout away from being a total urban chaos with drug-infested zombies wandering out of the cities and dying in the desert and rampaging and pillaging across the countryside, vaccine-damaged, you know, zombies, essentially. It's the vaccine zombie brigade led by Governor Jerry Brown, marching his way across the desert in his politically correct, you know, I don't know, rainbow, Rocky Horror Picture Show, tranny gown, just to make sure everybody sees that he's a politically correct leader for the state of California as he leads everyone to their deaths and their financial destruction. Yeah, that's the legacy of Jerry Brown. So now I know I'm being a little bit satirical and hopefully somewhat offensive, but the truth is that California respects no human rights, no choice. They do not respect choice. They do not respect medical choice or medical privacy even. So the state, now that that Jerry Brown has signed this euthanasia law, it's only a matter of time before this euthanasia becomes mandatory for certain selected people that are deemed to be a burden on the state. I hope you understand that I'm saying this part with all seriousness. I'm not joking at this particular moment as I say this. Yeah, I joke around a lot. I realize that. It's because I hold so much of California's bureaucracy and political leaders with such total disdain that all you can do is laugh at their pathetic existence. There's, you know, you have to throw some laughter in there just to be able to even tolerate the concept of how idiotic these political bureaucrats are in California. But on this point, I'm being very serious. There will be a day where California will say, we got to get rid of some of these people. We got to kill some of these grannies that are taking up the nursing homes and living too long on government pensions, which are bankrupt. So there's going to be a day where they bring that out to the public, and they'll argue for it too. They'll say, yeah, we have to let some of these people go. It's going to be the liberal media. You'll have Rachel Maddow on TV argue, yeah, we got to kill some of these grannies, you know, let them go, help them graduate from this life with, you know, physician assisted suicide. It's peaceful. It's humane. They're going to argue for this. Trust me. They're not going to call it killing. They don't even call abortion killing. You can have a baby that is born, and you can harvest its organs while it's still living and breathing and chop it up. sell off the organs, and people like Rachel Maddow will say, no, that wasn't a baby. No, it wasn't alive. It was just tissue. I mean, these people are delusional. Well, beyond delusional, you have to say they're mentally ill. That's the only way to say. I mean, really, so much just to believe in the economics of liberal California government, you have to be either mentally ill or mathematically retarded. And by the way, being retarded was one of the reasons why the Germans, or how the Germans justified forced euthanasia. So perhaps according to Jerry Brown's future thinking, maybe the bureaucrats of California should be euthanized. That's since they are mentally retarded, and obviously eliminating them would be and I'm joking when I say this, of course, but eliminating them under this thinking would be for the betterment of society, right? Yeah, again, satire. Okay, maybe I should be clear when I'm being satirical versus serious. But if they want to make society better, you know, they should all jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, right, and turn over the state to more sane people who actually might have a future in mind for California, rather than just selling it out to, you know, all the bizarre interests and the illegals who are frankly staging an occupation and an invasion of California. But you know, obviously there are numerous issues here, lots of topics to think about. But the one takeaway from all of this, no matter what you think about all the things I just said, and I know I touched on a number of different topics, the big takeaway here is that the state does not value you as a person, does not value you as an individual, does not value your contributions as a citizen. The fact that you paid taxes for your whole life and worked a job means nothing to them. They will end your life when it is convenient for them to do so. And this pattern has been invoked and repeated throughout human history over and over and over again. And it's going to make a resurgence again, especially in places like California that are already marching towards the massive human rights violations of taking away medical choice from parents. California respects nothing about your humanity. And even on the issue of illegal aliens, they don't even really have compassion or humanity for illegal aliens. They just want their votes. That's why they want to legalize voting by illegals. Or as they say, undocumented citizens. It's all about the votes. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the economy. They don't care about the human cost, the crimes committed repeatedly by these illegals who keep getting arrested and then released so they can commit more murders and rapes and crimes all across California, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, you know, you name it. All these liberal bureaucrats want in California is the votes that come with the illegal immigration. And if they run out of money because they're spending too much on the illegals, they'll just start cutting and slashing the pensions, confiscating all the pensions. And if that doesn't work, they'll just start mandating knocking you off when you hit a certain age. Yeah, 75, that's it. Boom, you've hit 75, goodbye, they're going to be euthanized in California. That's coming. That day is coming if you don't stop it. Believe me, that day is coming. So the good news, though, if there is good news in this, is that California will likely financially collapse before it can get to that point of insanity where euthanasia is mandatory. So really, actually, we should all hope and pray that states that are based on failed ideologies like California and its socialism, its communism, its confiscation and massive taxation, overregulation, punitive damages against small businesses, we should hope that states like that do fail, because bad ideas need to be understood as failing so that we can avoid them in the future. You know, it's a free market principle. Bad ideas fail, good ideas succeed. And so, you know, I wish the world really operated that way, by the way. But there's too much corruption in the system right now. So sometimes bad ideas succeed, like, you know, GMOs, you know, for a while. Nevertheless, in terms of states, we're going to see in the next 20 to 25 years for sure, and perhaps a lot sooner, we are going to see states like California suffer massive financial catastrophes, perhaps collapse, perhaps needing massive bailouts. And it's going to be interesting to find out, will the United States as a whole be willing to financially bail out California because it spent all its money on benefits for illegals? That's going to be an interesting debate one day when that comes up on the radar. It's still a few years away, but keep in mind that if you live in California right now, I strongly urge you to consider getting out of the state before the collapse comes, and certainly before any kind of mandatory euthanasia might be kicking in. Yeah, just, you know, have you ever noticed that every socialist slash communist country, the more they get into communism, they actually start putting up borders and walls and electric fences to keep people in? Yeah, California one day, can you imagine if they put up roadblocks where you can't escape California? But then maybe they hire Kurt Russell to make a movie called Escape from California. He already did a movie called Escape from LA and Escape from New York. What about Escape from California, the documentary series? You know, we escaped Jerry Brown and the vaccine zombies and the punitive taxation and the raping illegals and the bomb making terrorists and his escape from California. It's like you win the prize if you make it to the border of Arizona or Oregon for that matter. All right. Enough toying around with this issue. So I've said some things that are serious, and I've said some things here that are obviously just satire. I like to have a little bit of fun, usually at someone else's expense, right? So that's what this is all about. We got to stay awake and somewhat engaged, somewhat humorous attitude. It's a healthy attitude to have when all this stuff is about to hit the fan. We got to keep our senses, you know, about us, and be able to have an attitude that isn't just doom and gloom all the time. We got to be able to laugh at things, including sometimes laughing at ourselves. So I'm not afraid to joke about me as well, which I do from time to time. So I hope you don't take any of this, you know, crazy personally. And if you wanna find me to tell me what you really think, I will be marching right behind Jerry Brown, wearing a rainbow toga, marching through the desert with sandals and dreadlocks to piss off everybody, right behind Jerry Brown, leading more Californians to the promised land of escaping California. How's that sound? That's my plan. All right. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with today's entertainment update. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.